notably his performance in a GPAC championship game against the Dort College Defenders back at the end of the 2003 season. That's going to do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. We'll be back to set the table for the men's contest right after this.
It means a lot to me that Dort is a faith-based college, because while it does have a huge emphasis on our future careers, it also stresses the importance of equipping students for spiritual and eternal work as well. The impact of Dort College is beyond athletics and academics. It's dealing with the eternal glory. I'm Steffi Kennard, and I'm on the women's basketball team at Dort College.
Check us out at dort.edu.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's get into the men's contest. Both teams warming up on the surface here at the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex. The Morningside Mustang come in 13-4 this season, 5-2 in the GPAC. Their losses in league play are to Briarcliff 102-77 and Dakota Wesleyan 85-75. Morningside is topped by Tyler Borchers, 15.1 points per game average. He takes down 7.4 rebounds per game. The sophomore is converting 66% of his field goals and has a team-high 19 blocked shots. Brody Egger is making 14.9 points per game. He's the top three-point shooter on the team with 41 makes and a 44% success rate. Zach Emig and Alex Borchers complete the double-digit scores with 12.6 and 12.1 points per game. Both Emig and Borchers are averaging right at 4 assists per contest. The Mustangs score 83.2 points per game. They allow 77.1 points per game. Morningside's out-rebounding squads 36.2 to 32.2. They convert 50.6% of their field goals. Opponents make 45.1% of their field goals. Mustangs have forced 219 turnovers. They have given up 220 turnovers this season. For the Dort College Defenders, it's been a rough stretch, and it has not been for lack of effort. The Defenders, several close calls in GPAC play, and it is not much of a stretch. They could be 7-0 in the conference. Instead, they are 3-4. The men are 9-10 overall. Their losses are to Concordia Northwestern, Doan, and Hastings, all of which they led in the final 5 minutes of the games. Dort's longest winning streak is 2. Longest losing streak is also 2. They don't want that to become 3. They need a win here on the road tonight over the nationally rated Morningside Mustangs. Dort scores 90.7 points per game. They allow 80.9 points per outing. Defenders have out-rebounded teams 35.8 to 32.6. They convert 49% of their field goals. May surrender 49% shooting. Dort College is converting 39.3% of its three-point shots. Alec Henriksen leads the team with a 13.8 points per game average. He is in street clothes this evening. He will not play. He is still recovering from a foot injury suffered nearly 2 weeks ago at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Marcus Winterfeld is adding 12.2 points per game. He makes slightly better than 50% of his field goal attempts. Jesse Jansma adds 9.2 points per game. He comes off of the bench. Kyle Lang adds 8.3 points per outing. Chad Barkham is at 8.3. Chandler Brunsting is at 8.2. He and Lang lead the team with 2.3 and 2.2 assists, respectively, per game. Winterfeld, Lang, Barkham, and Brunsting all convert 50% or better from the field. Morningside men were 80-57 winners over Concordia on Saturday. They led 32-26 at halftime and blew things open in the last 10 minutes of the game. They were led by Alex and Tyler Borchers with 14 points apiece. The defender men lost a 90-87 decision to Hastings on Saturday. They led much of the game on the road. Marcus Winterfeld led the defenders with 16 points, had 6 rebounds. Brunsting and Ben Gasink each accounted for 12 points. Andrew O'Donnell added 10, had 5 rebounds before fouling out. Defenders and Morningside split their two meetings last year. The Defenders were 95-88 winners in Sioux City on January 11 last year, behind 23 points by Alec Henriksen and 19 by Winterfeld. Morningside was topped by Pierce Almond with 20. Ryan Techmeyer scored 19. In early February, Morningside reversed fortune by outscoring Dort 46-36 in the second half on the way to a 5-point victory. Henriksen again scored 25. O'Donnell added 16 for the defenders. Bryce Cook topped Morningside with 19. Here's your starting lineup then for the Dort College defenders. They will start number 4, Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 12.2 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 8.3 points per contest. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.2 points per game. Kobe Critchley is a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 4.2 points per contest. And Ben Gasink is a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.6 points per game. For the Mustangs, they will start 0, Pierce Almond, a 6'2 junior from Grand Island, Nebraska, averaging 7.2 points per game. Brody Eger is a 6'2 junior from Urbandale, averaging 14.9 points per outing. Zach Emig wears number 12. He's a 6'3 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 12.6 points per game. Number 22 is Alex Borchers, a 5'10 sophomore from South Sioux City, averaging 12.1 points per outing. And rounding out the starting five for Morningside, Tyler Borchers, a 6'7 sophomore from Lamar's, averaging 15.1 points per game. For the defenders off of the bench, it'll be Andrew O'Donnell, 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, 7.3 points per game. Jesse Jansma, number 21, a 6'4 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.2. Kyle Lang, a 5'10 freshman from Mason City, averaging 8.3. Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.2. And DJ Feikstra will likely get some run tonight. 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 3.8 points per game. For the Mustangs off of the bench, Ben Hoskins, 6'5 sophomore from Wayne, Nebraska, averages 5.9 points per game. Tristan Cummings, a 6'4 sophomore from Ankeny, averages 3.5. Matthew Hahn, a 6'3 sophomore from Fremont, averages 4.3. And Trey Brown, a 6'6 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, averages 5.9. We are underway. Opening tap controlled by the Mustangs. They're in their white jerseys, the white-on-white numbers with maroon outline. And the Dort College defenders setting the defense. And Morningside, we had a stoppage in play as the clock did not start on the opening tap. So Dort College will guard the inbounds pass. Possession arrow pointing to Dort College. All revved up with no place to go. We're getting the shot clock set to 27 seconds. And the game clock to 19:57. And we are set for basketball. Morningside throws it in front of the scorer's table. Morningside basketball. This is Borchers. Alex Borchers with it on the right wing. Passes over to Tyler Borchers. Borchers over to Almond. Almond with the basketball. Almond passes back over to Egger. Egger with the basketball. Egger with it on the right wing. Egger picks up his dribble. Dort College jumps on the double team. Back over to Egger. Egger, three-pointer on the way from the wing. Rattles the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Back over to Ben Gasink. Gasink with it on the right wing. Gasink over to Critchley. Critchley gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the left wing, beyond the three-point line. Spins it back over to Brunsting. Chandler with it. Right side, Barkema. Barkema into the lane. Barkema. Nothing there. Now Gasink. Gasink tries to save it in. Off-balance pass, and it goes out of play. Turnover, Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 55 seconds gone, and neither team has had a great possession. Morningside basketball. Morningside with it. This is Borchers. Alex driving in, dumps it up for Tyler. Tyler's shot no good, and the rebound tapped out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College in their black jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed in white. Morningside in their white jerseys, white numbers trimmed in maroon. Critchley will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Critchley across the timeline. Kobe picks up his dribble, passes left side over to Gasink, and Gasink is fouled on the play by Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers whistled for foul number one. So Tyler Borchers whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number one on the Mustangs as well. We're scoreless a little over a minute into this contest. Throwing the ball in is Critchley, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, pull-up jumper from 10 is good. Marcus Winterfeld with a two-point bucket. North College leads 2-0. Quickly up the floor with the basketball, Emig. Emig to Borchers. Borchers reverse layup, no good. Back the other way we come with the basketball. Dort College, Winterfeld, top of the key three, missed it, no good. Long rebound, Critchley. Critchley, spin move, stops. His shot is good. Kobe Critchley with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-0. 4-0 our score. Alex Borchers throws it back over to Ullman. Ullman with the basketball back to Borchers. Alex driving the lane. Alex Borchers with a right-handed layup. It's good. Alex Borchers with a two-point bucket. The sophomore from South Sioux City gets Morningside on the board. Winterfeld from the top of the key. His three splashes through. Good. He's got five. Dort College leads 7-2. Emig with the basketball, guarded there by Gasink. Emig across the timeline, and a foul called on Ben Gasink. Gasink whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number one on the defenders, 17:38 remaining in the first half. Dort College 7, Morningside 2. Emig, left side, Borchers. Borchers, round the horn they go. Comes back to Egger. Egger working against Brunsting. Kick out pass, top of the key, three. Missed it, no good. That was Zach Emig. Dort College comes back the other way. Gasink. Gasink tries to drive in, dribbles it off of his foot. Morningside after it. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Pierce Almond and Kobe Critchley tied up on the play. Now the question is, did Morningside have possession of it to constitute a shot clock reset? The officials confer. Sean Johnston, Brett McNerland, and Corey Uldrick determined that, yes, Morningside did have possession. So the shot clock reset to 30. Out front with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing, right side, Barkema. Barkema, Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets around Borchers. Reverse layup is good. Marcus with 7 early points. Dort College leads 9-2. Morningside basketball, right side Borchers. Alex with it on the right wing. Swing pass, Almond. Almond over Borchers, over Barkema. But there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Tyler Borchers. And Tyler Borchers on the putback is fouled. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for foul number one. Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Borchers, a 64% free throw shooter. That line drive is off the heel of the rim, no good. And the Dort College defenders trail it, lead it, 9-4. Dort College basketball, Borchers rips it away from Gasink, saves it in though. Dort College chases it down. This is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, floater from 8, good, left side with the right hand. Andrew O'Donnell continues his strong play. 11-4, Dort College by 7. Morningside basketball, Borchers. Borchers with it on the left side, drops it off for Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers with the driving left-handed layup, and it's 11-6. 11-6, Kobe Critchley comes back over to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing, Jansma three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Borchers. Borchers to Emig. Emig in between the circles. He passes into the left corner. And a travel violation called on the Mustangs and Alex Borchers. Kyle Lang is in for the defenders. Trey Brown is in for the Mustangs. He's a post player. He'll spell Tyler Borchers. Critchley will check out of the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. Right side with it is Gasink. Gasink to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Lang. Lang left corner. Comes back over to Gasink. Right side. Jansma. Jansma free throw line. Spins. Outside Lang. Lang sets, fires three, right wing, good. Kyle Lang with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 14-6. Bringing the basketball up for Morningside is Zach Emig. Emig, the freshman from Gretna, into the corner. Almond, corner three, good. Pierce Almond with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 14-9. Lang with the basketball. Lang to Jansma. Jansma to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it back over to Lang. Lang, right side, Gasink. Gasink on the wing. Gasink's going to snake into the lane. His floater from straight on, good. Ben Gasink with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 16-9. 16-9, our score. Dort College hasn't had many empty possessions here in the first 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Alex Borchers passes right side. Emig, guarded there by Jansma. He's going to drive in with a left hand. They're going to give him the continuation call, so the bucket is good for Emig, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Jesse Jansma is called for the personal foul. Gasink is out. Brunsting is in. Emig to shoot free throws. Zach Emig, a 66% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Emig makes the free throw to complete the old-fashioned three-point play at 16-12, and we have the makings of a shootout in this one. Brunsting setting the offense, hands it off to Lang. Lang, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Lang, Lang. Gives it back over to Van Langen, and Van Langen is held on the play. That foul goes on Ben Hoskins. Hoskins whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number two on the Mustangs. Kyle Lang to throw it in. Dort College, two players at the elbows. That's O'Donnell and Brunsting. Two players on the blocks, Van Langen and Jansma. Van Langen pops out to the corner to get the pass. They give it to O'Donnell posting up. And Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket on the post-up move. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 18-12. Long pass over the top intended for Trey Brown. And the 6'6 freshman unable to track it down. Ball goes out of bounds. It is Dort College basketball. 13:51 left to play, first half. Dort College 18, Morningside 12. Right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in with the right hand, hesitates, his lay-in, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 points. Dort College leads 20-12. Emig working against Brunsting. Comes back right side, Hahn. And what do we have? An offensive foul. That's going to go on Trey Brown. Brown whistled for his first. Team foul number three. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball with 13:28 left to play in the first half when we resume action. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs. From aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rhonda Moore is an agent, 712-737-6000. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Brunsting hands it off to Lang. Lang back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang. Lang beyond the three-point line, back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Lang. Lang, 28 feet from the basket, straight on, gives it off to Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting. Brunsting back to Lang. Lang's going to drive in high off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Trey Brown. Trey Brown hands it off. Emig. Emig on the left side. They feed it underneath. Brown working against Winterfeld. Brown underneath the basket. And he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. After Brown got pinned underneath the basket, He gets called for stepping on the baseline. Bringing the basketball up, Dort College's Kyle Lang. Lang goes to the free throw line, gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, bounce pass intended for Brunsting. It's kicked by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball with 20 on the shot clock as they reset it to 20 on the kick. O'Donnell checks out of the basketball game. Critchley checks in. Also checking in, Chad Barkema. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, and also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Jansma gets the pass at the free throw line. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Barkema. Barkema flips it up with the right hand, unable to get the shot to go. Here comes Morningside. Left side, Emig. Emig picks up his dribble. And we've got a push called on Marcus, and Marcus has just picked up foul number two. Marcus Winterfeld with two fouls. He's going to check out of the ballgame, and we'll see DJ Feikstra for the first time tonight. Feikstra, the freshman from Sioux Falls. Morningside basketball. Ben Hoskins. Hoskins to Emig. Emig off balance, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feikstra. Critchley into the front court. Jansma. Jansma, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Brunsting, saves it in, but Morningside comes away with it. Emig with the basketball. Emig goes right side. Hahn. Hahn driving in. It's stripped by Critchley off of Morningside's player and out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball back. Emig will check out, as will Brown. Borchers is back in. Watch that matchup now between Feikstra and Borchers. Feikstra giving away about 3 inches in height, probably about 30 pounds in weight. Critchley drives in, shot no good. Brunsting back over to Gasink, open three from the wing, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside basketball. Out front with it is Ben Hoskins. Pass tipped, and Critchley goes down. Looks like he might have twisted his ankle. He pops back up. And looks like Critchley will be all right as he walks it off quickly. Morningside throwing it in, Alex Borchers. 11:24 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading Morningside 20-12. Still in the early going. Morningside with a basketball. 18 to shoot. Driving with the left hand. Shot no good. But foul on the play. Called on Morningside. On Dort College. Morningside will shoot free throws. Kobe Critchley whistled for the personal foul. Brody Egger to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That is team foul number five against the defenders. Egger, a junior from Urbandale, 86% free throw shooter. First one is good. He's got another one on the way. Trying to cut the lead down to six with a made free throw here. Second free throw is up and good. So Egger in the scoring column. He's the fifth different Morningside player to score. Dort College has had five different players score as well. Led by Winterfeld with seven. And O'Donnell with six. Dort College turns it over on the other end. Dort College on defense now. Morningside inbounding. They get it into Alex Borchers. Borchers will take it across half court. Borchers on the left side. Lob pass over the top for Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers gets some room to work. His shot rattles out, no good. Rebound taken away by Critchley. Critchley ahead to Gasink. Gasink on the right side. Gasink comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Barkema. Dort College by six. Barkema down to the baseline. Cut off by Egger. Barkema out front. Critchley. Critchley on the right wing. 12 to shoot. Critchley outside. Brunsting. Brunsting three ball. Off the heel, no good. Tap by, trying to tap it out, was Feikstra. Here comes Morningside. Long pass into the front court for Borchers. Slings it behind the pass to Egger. Egger shot for three, no good. Rebound by Barkema. Barkema, Critchley. Critchley, Brunsting. The trailer, Barkema. Barkema shot. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Morningside fans wanted a charging foul. Tyler Borchers called for the block. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Feikstra is out. Checking in, Josh Van Langen. Checking in for Morningside. Player I didn't anticipate seeing. Number 34, Jeff Widhelm. Shot is up and good for Barkema. So both teams stretching their bench tonight. Widhelm, a 6'7 freshman from Valley, Nebraska. 23-14. Barkema completes the three-point play. I didn't know there was a Valley, Nebraska. Pass left side. This is Hahn, Matthew Hahn, to Egger. Egger comes back right side, three-pointer, rattled, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. Tristan Cummins, North College, gets the basketball back. With the basketball is Critchley. Critchley to Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen, Brunsting. Brunsting three, left it short, no good. North College has not been able to find the range yet. Now the long pass over the top intended for Morningside's Tristan Cummins. And that is thrown long and out of play on the baseline. It'll be North College basketball back. O'Donnell to throw it in. Widhelm has appeared. This will be his 10th game appearance out of 18 for the Mustangs. Out front with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell's going to drive in with a left hand and switches to the right to finish. He's got 8 points. North College in front by 11, 25-14. Driving in. Shot is up and good. Alex Borchers from the right side. Able to press the issue and gets the shot to go. It's a 9-point lead for the defenders, 25-16. Kobe Critchley with it. Critchley to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side, back to Critchley. Critchley gives it up Van Langen. Van Langen against Widhelm. Van Langen back over to Critchley. Critchley drives in, finishes with the right hand. Good. Kobe Critchley, the junior, from Roseville, Minnesota's second field goal. The defenders lead 27-16 on the drive by Critchley from the right wing. North College by 11, matching their biggest lead of the game. Alex Borchers, right corner, guarded by Critchley. Uses up his dribble, gives it up to Widhelm. Widhelm back to Egger. Egger, Widhelm. Widhelm, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Gasink has it stripped. Egger came up with it. Beg your pardon, that was Zach Emig who came up with it. Throws it over the top, into the left corner. Three for Borchers is good. Alex Borchers with nine for College leads, 27-19. Kobe Critchley on the right wing. Critchley, Van Langen. Van Langen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, ball fake. O'Donnell's going to try to finish and does. Right now, O'Donnell, the mismatch, and the defenders going to him repeatedly. 29-19, our score. Alex Borchers down to the baseline, Widhelm. Widhelm uses up his dribble. Van Langen hassling him there. They give it back out front to Emig, working against Gasing. Couple of freshmen, both immediate impacts for their team. They kick it out to Borchers, and Borchers, that's Alex Borchers, the sophomore from South Sioux City with a hot hand. He's got 12 points. The defenders lead 29-22. 7 minutes remaining in the half. Van Langen down to the baseline. Brunsting. Brunsting, Critchley. Critchley throws it for O'Donnell. O'Donnell sets himself. His three too strong, no good. And here comes Morningside with a chance to cut the lead, and they do. They get it over the top, and Brody Egger finishes. He's got four. 29-24, Dort College by five. 6.5 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell gives it back to Van Langen. Van Langen, pass, tipped out of bounds by Morningside's Tristan Cummins. And it looks like a shift change for the defenders. Critchley will stay on the floor for the time being. Barkema, Fikstra, Jansma, and Lang joining him. Throwing it in will be Critchley. They give it up Fikstra. Out front, Lang. Lang, a three-pointer to his credit already this evening. Back over to Lang. And we have an illegal screen called on the defenders. Believe that's going to go. No, they say he was on the sideline. Never established himself in bounds. Kendrick Vinkikarix checks into the game for Dort College. The freshman from Rock Valley playing in his second game this season. Spent a significant portion of the first semester playing junior varsity basketball. Woodhelm back out front, goes to Emig. Emig, jumper in the lane, no good. Tap, though, Vinkikarix went up for it, couldn't reel it in, and ends up tipping it in the basket. We'll see who they give that basket to. 29-26, Dort College up three, and now Morningside with a steal. Allman back over to Emig. Emig, two-point basket, good. Dort College by a point, 29-28. Morningside on a 9-0 run. Vinkikarix with the basketball. Vinkikarix in traffic, lost it, and here comes Morningside, and Kyle Lang strips it away. Ball goes out of bounds, and we've got a foul call against Dort College on the play. Chandler Brunsting waiting at the scorer's table to check in for the defenders. Free throws, a free throw, two free throws, that is, on the way for Hoskins. First one is good. Another one on the way for Hoskins. Checking out of the ballgame for Dort College, Fikstra and Vinkikarix. Second free throw, no good. We've got a tie game. This is our first tie, 29-29. Lang into the front court. Kyle with it on the left side. Gets a little separation. Drives the lane. His layup with the right hand. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Morningside with a chance to take the lead. And we have a travel violation called on Egger. So he took it in right side. So Dort College will get it back on the turnover. Throwing it in is Barkema. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Lang. Lang to Jansma. Jesse over the basketball. Back to Brunsting. Right side, Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. Back to Brunsting. Brunsting, Jansma. Jansma gets around his man. He's held on the play. Pierce Almond whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. 29-29 our score. No free throws for the defenders. That is team foul number five on the Mustangs in this half. Brunsting gets the ball inbounded to Winterfeld. Back to Brunsting, middle of the lane. Barkema drives baseline, throws it down. Chad Barkema gets baseline, throws it home, and the defenders lead 31-29. Morningside basketball, chance to regain the lead with a three. Allman tries it, right wing splash. Pierce Almond is second three, and the defenders trail 32-31. First lead for the Mustangs, coming with 4:16 remaining in the half. And Chandler Brunsting takes it in, and he is fouled on the play by Emig. Almond will help him up. So Emig whistled for the personal. Chandler to the free throw line to shoot his first free throws. Brunsting is an 81% free throw shooter. On the floor for the defenders right now, Barkema, a sophomore, Winterfeld, a sophomore, Brunsting, a sophomore, Jansma, a freshman, Lang, a freshman. We've talked about it through the course of this year. This team growing up and having to grow up in a hurry, and especially over the last week and a half now, playing without Alec Henriksen, who is sidelined indefinitely with a foot injury. First free throw was good for Brunsting. Second one, good as well. And the defenders regained the lead at 33-32. Pass over the top, steal, Winterfeld. Winterfeld has it right in his lap. Gets it away, Jansma. Jansma, middle of the floor. Brunsting, the trailer, Winterfeld. Winterfeld will drive in, gathers himself. His lay-in is good. 9 points for Winterfeld, 35-32, Dort College by three. Morningside basketball, Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Emig will take it up against Brunsting. Emig driving with the left hand, picks up his dribble, goes over to Almond. Almond, right side, Borchers. Borchers gives it up into the corner, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Barkema. Barkema gets it over to Lang. Lang, left side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, and Jesse travels with it. A little too eager. Didn't get the ball on the floor in time and gets whistled for the travel. Gasink is in. Lang is out. O'Donnell is in. Barkema checks out. Winterfeld remains on the floor with two personal fouls. Morningside basketball, Egger. Egger passes it on the perimeter. Tipped, saved by Morningside, down to the baseline. Kick out pass, right side, Hoskins. Ball's down on the floor, Brunsting down after it. Allman gets a little space, and Allman drills the three. He's got nine. We're tied at 35, 2:45 remaining, first half. Foul called away from the ball. A hold called on Borchers, I believe. That's Alex. Alex Borchers is the guard from South Sioux City. Tyler Borchers is the forward, or the post player, from Lamar's. Both are sophomores. Checking into the ballgame for Morningside is Matthew Hahn. Brunsting is out. Critchley checks in. 2:43 remaining in this half. 35-35 our score. Gasing, free throw up. Good. Ben has struggled from the free throw line this season. Those of you who followed Dort College basketball know that. That's been an ongoing challenge for this team at times. Gasing knocks both of those down. It's now 34 for 64 this season. Dort College leads by two. We approach the two-minute mark of this half. Alex Borchers in the lane. Kicks it into the corner. Egger. Egger, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. It's a foot race the other way. Doesn't have the numbers. He pulls up on the wing. Still has his dribble. Feeds it underneath. Van Lingen. Van Lingen off of the glass. Good. Josh Van Lingen with a two-point basket. The first basket of the day for the sophomore from Sioux Center. And the defenders lead by four, 39-35. Alex Borchers picks up his dribble. He passes it out front to Egger. Egger with on the wing. Right side pass, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers, a three. It's good. Alex Borchers with another three. He's got 15 first half points. Dort College leads 39-38. With it on the right side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Jansma. Jansma, Critchley. Critchley at the free throw line. Critchley gives it up. Gasing. Gasing, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Gives it up to Van Lingen. Now back outside, Jansma. Jansma, three from the wing. Missed it. No good. Right side. Rebound taken away. Here comes Borchers. Borchers playing with 15 points already in this half. Got caught up in the air. Throws it away. And now they're going to say he was on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball either way. We're 1:23 away from halftime. Coming up at the half, the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show, including Where Are They Now? As we will be checking in with Brian Verwolf. Or where are they now? Segment at halftime. Left side pass, Critchley. O'Donnell back to Gasing. Gasing squares up and knocks down a three. Gasing has 7 points. Defenders lead 42-38. Alex Borchers gets it away. Egger guarded there by Gasing. Pass into the corner. Three, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, tapped out. Controlled by Morningside. Alex Borchers gives it up and driving in. And we've got a charging foul called against Morningside and Tristan Cummins. Cummins whistled for the personal as he charges in from the right corner and gets whistled for the charging foul. Endor College will have the basketball back with 35.9 seconds remaining in the half. Endor College can take it under 10 seconds before shooting. Critchley across half court. Kobe backs it out. He's guarded there by Matthew Hahn. Critchley, 18 seconds. He's got it at half court dribbling. Ball screen by Van Langen. Left side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting with it on the right side, 9 seconds. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell squares up. His three from the corner is good. Andrew O'Donnell with the three. He has 13 first half points. Shot at the buzzer from just inside half court by Morningside is off the mark. Endor College has a 7-point lead at halftime, 45-38. Back with the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime, 45-38. And seem to be having some problems with our remote screen. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a restart. Hopefully we will be able to get to our Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show. But it does look like we are going to have to do a restart. And so while we do that, let's tell you how the first half transpired. The Dort College defenders have led almost from the outset. Dort College led 4-0, built the lead up to as many as 8 at 14-6, and again 20-12, and then extended the lead up to 25-14 and 27-16. Morningside would stage a comeback after getting down 29-19. They tied it at 29 and took their first lead of the contest with 4:26 remaining in the half, 32-31. That was on a Pierce Almond three-point basket. We were then tied at 35 with 2:45 remaining. Dort College able to outscore Morningside 10-3 through that final 2:45 of the first half. And that's where we are at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with just one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. You're listening to the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. Also made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime of tonight's men's college game, 45-38. Earlier tonight, the Dort College defender women came up short to the Morningside Mustangs as the Dort College defender ladies trailed much of the contest, led briefly at the end of regulation, towards the end of regulation, end up losing by a final score of 66-59. The defenders led in that women's contest by Rachel Evavold, 16 points, and Erica Feenstra had 14. We've got the scores from the I've got those women's basketball scores, and we'll get to the stats in just a moment. Women's basketball. Earlier tonight, Hastings over Doan, 75-59. Midland over the College of St. Mary, 84-79. It was Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 69-56. And Concordia drops Briarcliff, 95-57. Tonight's first half of the men's game, the defenders led by Andrew O'Donnell's 13 points, 6 of 7 from the floor, 9 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 7 for Ben Gasink, 5 for Chad Barkema, 2 points for Chandler Brunsting, 4 points for Kobe Critchley, 3 for Kyle Lang, 2 for Josh Van Lingen. For the Mustangs, they're led by Alex Borchers. He's a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor. 3 for 3 on three-pointers. He's got 15 points. Pierce Almond with 9 points. 7 for Zach Emig. Brody Egger has 4. 2 for Tyler Borchers and 1 for Ben Hoskins. Dort College, 18 of 30 from the floor. 4 for 12 on threes. 5 for 5 on free throws. For the Mustangs, they're 14 of 28 from the floor. 6 for 15 on threes. 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College with a 16-12 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort College with 8, and the Morningside Mustangs with 10. You're listening to the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Coming up this weekend, Dort College, more basketball as the defenders will be at home. The men's basketball team will be facing the Briarcliff Chargers. That'll be a 4 o'clock start time, while the Dort College women will be hosting the College of St. Mary Flames. Taking a look at the men's basketball standings in basketball play. Entering play today, Briarcliff is on top of the conference standings at 6-1. Northwestern is 6-2. Morningside is 5-2. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-3. as is Concordia. Hastings and Dort are both 3-4. Doan is 3-5. Midland is 3-6. And the Mount Marty Lancers are 0-9. Also coming up this weekend, the Dort College Defenders will be hosting track and field at the Rec Center. That gets underway between 9 and 10 o'clock with the field events and scheduled to conclude in mid-afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. Women's basketball standings after play earlier today. Concordia 10-0. Hastings and Northwestern are both 8-2. Dakota Wesleyan is 7-3, as is Morningside. Briarcliff is 5-5. Midland is 4-6. Dort College 3-7 in conference play. Doan and the College of St. Mary are both 1-9. Mount Marty is also 1-9. NAI national ratings released earlier this week as well. Women's play, Concordia is the number one team in the country this week. And remember, they do that poll every other week. The women's poll has Concordia at number one, Dakota Wesleyan number eight. They lost tonight. Hastings number 11, Morningside number 12. Northwestern is number 14. Great Plains Athletic Conference is only going to get stronger as well. Jamestown is rated number 6. In men's basketball, Cornerstone is the men's number one team. Four GPAC teams are in the top 20. Briarcliff is number 4. Morningside is number 9. Northwestern is number 10. Dakota Wesleyan is number 19. Concordia is in the receiving votes portion of the poll. Jamestown is also in the receiving votes portion of the poll. Getting back to those halftime numbers, we went through them rather rapidly in terms of the scoring. Didn't take a look at the shooting. Dort College 18 of 30 from the floor, 60%. 4 of 12 on threes, 33%. 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 100%. Morningside 14 of 28 from the floor, 50%. 6 of 15 from the three-point line, 40%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.6%. Dort has a 16-12 rebounding edge. Dort College is led by Chad Barkamas, 4 rebounds. The Defenders also taking advantage of Morningside's 10 turnovers, while the Defenders surrendered it 8 times. Dort College leads at the half, 45-38. And that has been the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show. A little bit out of the ordinary with some technical difficulties, but Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, provides property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners. That's been happening since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. That's the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show. Both teams out of the locker room warming up for the second half of today's men's basketball game. Dort College, as they've done in every conference game so far this year, playing well in the first half. It's been those last 5 or 6 minutes that have been the thorn in the side for the Dort College men's basketball team, standing 3-4 in conference play currently. And as I said in the pregame show, it is not much of a stretch that they could be 7-0 in conference play. They have led late in each of the four games in which they lost this year. And they'll try to reverse that fortune here this evening as they take on a Morningside Mustang team that this week moved up one spot in the NAI coaches poll up to number 9. The Defenders receiving their final words of instruction from head coach Ross Dahma. Brandon Schwebke and Derek Kaiser on the bench. For Jim Sykes, he has sent his troop onto the floor for the second half of today's contest. Looks like the original five on the floor for both teams. For the defenders, it'll be Winterfeld, Gasink, Brunsting, Critchley, and Barkema. For Morningside, it is Almond, Egger, Emig, Borchers, and Borchers. So Morningside to inbound the basketball. Almond gets it in over the top, and we are underway with play here in the second half of tonight's men's college basketball game. The Dort College defenders on defense. Morningside into the offensive set. This is Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers gives it to Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Egger gives it up Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers back over to Egger. Egger's shot, no good, but there to clean it up is Tyler Borchers. And Tyler Borchers gets Morningside back to within five at 45-40. Tyler Borchers with two field goals tonight. Marcus Winterfeld answering with a three-pointer. And the Dort College defenders see something that they want to talk about immediately. Coach Ross Dalma, with 19-18 remaining here in the first half, calls a 30-second timeout. He wants to talk things over immediately, and he's pointing down at the defensive end, and he wants, looks like he is demanding his team get out and play some defense. He did not like that first defensive possession. Dort College gave up a two on a putback and then gets a three in return. So they end up plus one in the process. But Dalma saw something that he did not like at all. Calls a timeout, his first of the ball game. He had six entering the half, so he plenty to burn, and he wanted to make a point. Chandler Brunsting called for a foul in the backcourt. Chandler whistled for his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the defenders in this half. Morningside will inbound the basketball. Almond to throw it in. Almond throwing it in. They'll go for the home run over the top. It's tipped by Winterfeld. And Winterfeld taps it away on the baseline. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside almost like a safety there, tipping it away. They'll pinch in on Borchers underneath. They give it up to Almond. Almond shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Barkema. Here comes Dort College into the front court with it. This is Critchley. Critchley gets around his player, fires it over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Barkema. Barkema three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers, left side, back over to Emig. Emig, two-point basket, good. Zach Emig with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 48-42. Winterfeld underneath, muscles it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Tyler Borchers, and that will be number three on Borchers. So Tyler Borchers, who sat much of the first half with foul trouble, is charged with a foul as Marcus Winterfeld took it up in the lane. And Tyler Borchers whistled for his third. Free throws on the way for Winterfeld. And Winterfeld makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 13 for Marcus Winterfeld. And another free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center, trying to extend the lead back to 8. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Ball's inbounded to Zach Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig gives it up. This is Brown. Brown put back, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball over to Critchley. Critchley to Winterfeld. Winterfeld straight on three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. 8 points in the second half. And the defenders lead it 53-42, matching their biggest lead of the game. Morningside basketball on the right side, 18-10 remaining. Morningside, they give it up Emig. Emig in the corner. Emig back over the top. Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Borchers. Borchers lost it. Now the ball's on the floor, picked up by Barkema. Barkema gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, right side, Brunsting. Brunsting tries the touch pass down low, and it is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we throw the ball in. Critchley gets it in to Barkema. Barkema, Allman scambled for the steal. Dort College, the extra pass into the corner. And Kobe Critchley was on the baseline, out of play when he caught that basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. Morningside with it, throwing it in. And the ball inbounded to Emig. Emig picks up his dribble in the backcourt, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it across the timeline to Trey Brown. Trey Brown with the basketball. Brown comes back to Emig. Emig, Egger. Egger, left wing. Egger picks up his dribble. Gason gambles for the steal. Borchers able to drive in, and Borchers is fouled on the play. So Gasink went for the steal, tried to jump the route, if you will. Taking advantage is Alex Borchers. He got into the lane, finishes at the rim, and he is fouled on the play. Critchley will check out of the basketball game. And free throws on the way for Morningside's Alex Borchers, and Borchers has yet to miss a shot tonight. He's got 18 points, and the defenders trail 53-45. 53-45 our score. Winterfeld reigns in another three, his fourth of the game, his third of the second half. He's got 20 points, and the defenders lead 56-45. 17 minutes remaining in this contest. That's in regulation. Driving in. They dump it off for Brown. Brown, layup, good. Trey Brown with a two-point basket. I beg your pardon. They have gone instead. They've not gone to Brown. Another three on the way for Winterfeld. Winterfeld, the heat check, missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Driving up is Egger. Egger to the trailer. Almond. Almond, three. No good. Rebound controlled by Winterfeld. That's Widhelm in the game for Morningside. Lang gets around Egger, lays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. 56-47, Dort College's lead is 9. Morningside kind of cut it down. Emig goes, right corner, Egger. Egger at the free throw line. Egger guarded there by Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang to Emig. Emig, Almond. Almond driving in. Back over to Emig. Emig, corner three, left side, good. Zach Emig with 8 points. And the defender lead is 56-50. 56-50 our score. Gasink tries the perimeter shot. No good. Barkema with it. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Lang. Lang, three, good. Kyle Lang with a three-point bucket. He's got 6. Dort College still leads 59-50. 59-50. Driving in. They give it up to Brown. And Brown goes up to try and dunk it. Hangs on the rim. And now they're going to call a foul on Dort College. I believe they're going to call it on Barkema. And going to the free throw line is Widhelm. Widhelm, first free throw is good. So Widhelm, number 34, playing. He's a freshman from Valley, Nebraska. And the second free throw is good as well for Widhelm. Widhelm with 2 points. 59-52, Dort College by 7. With it on the left side is Jansma. Jansma comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Critchley. Critchley, Lang. Lang, ball fake. Free throw line jumper has a block from behind. Widhelm saves it in to Ben Hoskins. Morningside with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. Emig layup, right hand, good. Zach Emig, 7 second half points. It's 59-55. Beg your pardon, 59-54. Left side pass. This is Jansma. Jansma back over to Lang. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Critchley. Critchley back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. 7 to shoot. O'Donnell takes it in, muscles it up, and is fouled. He will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. First free throw is short, no good. Another one on the way for O'Donnell. Checking into the game is Matthew Hahn. Checking out of the contest is Alex Borchers. Second free throw is good for O'Donnell. Dort College leads 60-54. 60-54, our score. 14 points for O'Donnell. He had team honors at halftime. Cross-court pass taken away by Critchley. Critchley ahead to Lang. Lang, head fake, gets his man up in the air, then finishes with the short shot. He's got 8 points. And the defender lead is 62-54. 13:58 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders on defense. Morningside struggling to get anything going on offense. And they force a turnover. The Mustangs are forced to call a timeout. So Dort College enjoying an 8-point lead after, and will have the basketball when we resume play after Morningside uses a timeout after the travel violation. They have 4 timeouts remaining. Today's broadcast, Dort College basketball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. So the Dort College defenders leading by 8. They'll have the basketball when we resume play. 13:41 remaining in regulation. Dort College trying to even their record at 4-4 in conference play and 10-10 overall. Jansen over the basketball comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Critchley. Critchley to Lang. Lang looking down low for Van Langen. Instead, Lang. Lang now goes underneath Van Langen. Van Langen trying to cross over. Nothing there. Back to Lang. Lang sets up. Fires a 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound is tapped by Dort College and Jansma, but controlled by Morningside and Emick. Emick with the basketball. Emick on the right side. Gets it back over to Hahn. Hahn with it. Hahn feeds it down low. Nothing there. Back out front. 8 to shoot. Critchley on Egger. Egger with the left hand. Strong move. Good. Didn't know Brody Egger had that move, but he does. 6 points for him. It's 62-56. Morningside down six. Dort College basketball. Kyle Lang over the basketball at the top of the key. Goes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner. Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. Critchley stops as he crosses through the lane. Back over to Jansma. Jansma, Critchley, Critchley, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Into the corner. Jansma, three-banger from the corner. Yep. Three-point basket for Jesse Jansma. His first of the game. Dort College leads 65-56. 12-11 remaining in regulation. Emig drives in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Kyle Lang. Lang whistled for the personal foul. So a 9-point lead for the defenders. Critchley is out. Benlingen is out. Winterfeld and Gaysink are back in. Lang, O'Donnell, and Jansma remain on the floor. Tristan Cummins will check into the game for the Mustangs. Ben Hoskins will check out. Get the ball into the corner. Emig. Emig to Tyler Borchers, working on Winterfeld. His reverse layup is good. Tyler Borchers with 6 points. And the Dort College leads 65-58. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback attempt. Winterfeld missed it, no good. And here comes Morningside. With it on the left side is Hahn. Give it up to Borchers. And Borchers is called for a charge. It's Andrew O'Donnell slid in to take the charge as Borchers goes up over the top of him and gets whistled for his fourth personal foul. And with 11:40 left to go in regulation, it appears Jim Sykes is going to let it ride. His leading scorer has been hampered by foul trouble all day, and they're going to leave him in. Tyler Borcher stays in the game. He's going to play with four fouls with 11:33 remaining. And we have a foul on the play called away from the basketball. Marcus Winterfeld is whistled for a block. It's foul number three on him. And Morningside, Tristan Cummins will inbound the basketball. And the Morningside Mustangs will bring it up. Trailing by seven are the Mustangs. Emig with it. Emig to Almond. Almond missed the shot over the top of Barkema. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Into the front court is Lang. Lang over to Gaysink. Gaysink trying to spin into the lane. Gaysink finishes at the rim with a spin move. It's good. Ben Gaysink with 9 points. Dort College leads 67-58. 11 minutes remaining in regulation. Emig picks up his dribble, and he's going to call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with more from Sioux City right after this. Dort College 67, Morningside 58. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping. They're located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether the buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Reverse layup by Emig. His ninth point of the second half. Dort College leads 67-60. Lang with the basketball. 10:40 remaining in the ballgame. Lang picks up his dribble. Tough spot to pick it up. Gets it away to Gaysink now. Gaysink in between the circles. 15 to shoot. Ben with the basketball. He's going to drive in, and swiping it away was Alex Borchers. Borchers to Emig. Emig, kick out pass out front. Three, hangs on the rim and falls in. So a three-point basket, but back the other way by Lang. Shot no good. Rebound, loose basketball. And the shot is blocked from behind by Barkema. But a foul on the play called on Barkema. It looked like Morningside wanted to go up for a slam dunk with Tristan Cummins. And Cummins got fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Had quite a collision at midcourt with Brunsting hitting the floor hard. And the Morningside Mustangs will send Cummins to the free throw line, where he's a 73% free throw shooter this season. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. By the way, Tyler Borchers has checked out of the basketball game. So Morningside let him finish up his regular rotation, if you will, but then check him out for a breather. Cummins makes one of two. It's 67-61. Dort College by six. With a basketball, Lang. Lang in between the circles. Passes left side. Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Brunsting. Brunsting tries a post-entry pass. It's tipped. Stolen back by Morningside, but thrown away by the Mustangs. Matthew Hahn, the freshman from Fremont, Nebraska, a little too anxious with that pass. Dort College with some changes. Gaysink, Critchley, O'Donnell, Jansma, and Winterfeld on the floor. They get the ball inbounded to Kobe Critchley. Critchley will bring it up with 9.5 left to go in regulation. Dort College by 3, 67-64. Critchley to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Pass goes right side. Ball is deflected by Winterfeld. Morningside comes up with it. Pass goes left side. Almond. Almond shot no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Gaysink, and I think they anticipated a travel violation on Gaysink and had to come back. And they, with the whistle called, they had to make a call, they had to make some sort of call, and they did. They whistle a foul on the Mustangs. Dort College with a three-point lead, 67-64. That foul goes on Matthew Hahn as his first, and that is team foul number four on Morningside. So Morningside back to within striking distance after trailing by 11. They have cut it down to a three-point ball game. O'Donnell gets the ball inbounded to Jansma. Jansma tries the entry pass to Van Langen, and they tap it away. Morningside can tie it with a three. This is Almond. Almond with it on the left side. Almond goes back over to Cummins. Into the corner, three for the tie. They got it. Three-point basket for Matthew Hahn. 67 all. Back to Gaysink. Gaysink three-pointer answering, no. Rebound taken away by Morningside. So Morningside is tied it with 8:25 remaining. Brody Egger with it. Brody Egger gives it away. Left side to Cummins. Cummins with three. And Morningside has established a two-point lead, 69-67. Gaysink backs it out. He's got it at the top of the key. Comes back left side to Critchley. And Critchley will call for a timeout. There's a timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. 8:01 remaining in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area with buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and Health Insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. The defenders led at one point, 67-58. Morningside is on an 11-0 run right now. Fort College had as much as an 11-point lead here in the second half. That was at 56-45. So Morningside tied it at the 8:25 mark and lead it right now, 69-67. Pass intended for Critchley. It's tipped away, stolen, and Morningside with a basket. The steal and the lay-in by Alex Borchers. Borchers with 20. Defenders trail 71-67. Ben Gasing passes it over to Jansma. Jansma, Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. Two players around. They dig down on it. Two players on it. Jansma back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld passes back over to Jansma. Jansma, ball deflected. Picked up by the Mustangs. Mustangs with it. Egger. Egger in between the circles. Right now, offense tough to come by for the defenders. This is Alex Borchers in traffic and a blocking foul called on Dort College. Alex Borchers will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. 7:11 left to go in regulation. That's foul number three, whistled against Kobe Critchley. And free throws on the way for the Mustangs. First free throw is up and good. It's Alex Borchers with 21 points. And the run continues for Morningside. They're on a 14-0 run right now. Second free throw is up and good as well. 73-67. Alex Borchers, 15 points in the first half, another 7 here in the second half. And the Mustangs now taking control with 7 minutes left to go in regulation. They pass it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it on the floor. They double down on him. They take it away. Pierce Allman gives it up left side. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead to Lang. And Marcus is going to be called for a travel. A travel violation called on Winterfeld. And Morningside will take it back. So Morningside has the basketball and the lead. 73-67. Gasink on the defense. Kick out pass. And the long three missed by Hahn. Rebound taken away by Lang. Lang with it. Lang all the way coast to coast. Lays it up and stops the bleeding for the time being. As the Dort College defenders, Kyle Lang with his 6th and 7th points of the second half. His 10th point of the night. Dort College trails by 4, 73-69. Ball's down on the floor. Racing for it is Lang. Lang is going to take it in against Almond, and Almond is whistled for the personal foul. Almond whistled for foul number 2. Lang to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lang comes into the ballgame averaging 8.3 points per game. Free throw by Lang is up and good. So Lang, a 73% free throw shooter, now has 11 points. And Morningside's lead is 73-70. And this has the makings of a white knuckler yet. With 6:02 remaining, Lang makes them both. So Kyle Lang makes both free throws. Dort College trails 73-71 after leading by as many as 11 in the second half. Morningside went on a 14-0 run. Make that a 15-0 run. Now Dort College has answered with 4 points in a row. trail by two. Morningside into the offensive set, left corner. Feed it down low. And a shot in the lane, no good. Tyler Borcher saves it in off of a Dort College player, out of play. It will be Morningside basketball. Morningside throwing the basketball in. This is Alex Borcher's left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Morningside. They give it up to Egger, and Egger is fouled on the play by either Gasink or Brunsting. We're going to call that one on Brunsting. That's foul number two on Chandler. And Brody Egger will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 73-71. Well, they're going to call the foul before the shot attempt. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Brody Eggers, who is averaging 14.9 points per game, has 7 points this evening. And he establishes a three-point lead for Morningside at 74-71. Another free throw on the way. He is up and good. 75-71. Egger makes both free throws. Morningside has made the most of their free throw attempts here this evening. Pass goes left side over to Gasink. Swing pass over the top. Winterfeld. It's going to be called for steps. In the second half, Dort College is 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Morningside is 8-of-9. Morningside throws the ball in. They get it inbounded to Emig. Emig to Borchers. Reverse layup, no good. But a foul called on the reverse layup by Borchers. Missed the shot, but he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Winterfeld. That'll be number four on him with 5:18 remaining. So decision time now for the defenders. Their coaching staff, their leading scorer on the floor, now has four personals. Borchers makes that free throw. That's Tyler Borchers. He's been limited to 7 points so far, right at half of his season average of 15.1 points per game. Second free throw on the way for the right-hander is up and good. So Borchers makes them both. And in the meantime, Winterfeld is in foul trouble. Both post players for these two teams with four fouls each. Brunsting, corner Gasink, Barkema, Brunsting. Brunsting three-pointer from the wing, no good. Rebound Gasink on the weak side, and Gasink muscles it up and down. He's got 11. Dort College trails 77-73. Morningside basketball, Emig in the backcourt. Driving, they throw it in over the top. Borchers tries to toss it back to a player on the perimeter. It's stolen by Lang. Lang over the basketball, right side. Comes back to Barkema, 4:37 left. Dort College down four. They can cut it to one with a three. Lang, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside and Egger. Egger to Borchers. This is Alex Borchers. He loses it. It's taken away by Barkema. Ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting, layup good. Chandler Brunsting with a lay-in. And the Dort College defenders back to within two at 77-75. Morningside over the basketball in the backcourt. This is Emig. Emig takes it up the floor. Lang gets a pick set on him by Tyler Borchers. Lang, a little bit slow in getting up. Comes back left side. They dump it off for Borchers. Borchers lay in good. Tyler Borchers with a two-point basket. He's got 10. 79-75, Morningside up by four. Marcus Winterfeld, top of the key three, missed it, no good. Gets his own rebound back, tries to pass it off, and it's deflected and taken back by Morningside. So Morningside gets it back on the turnover. And the Mustangs have it in between the circles. Mustangs for the basketball. Alex Borchers guarded there by Ben Gasink. Comes back. Brody Egger, top of the key. Eight to shoot. Egger against Winterfeld. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Brody Egger with 10 points. Six in the second half. And Morningside has opened up a six-point lead, 81-75. 81-75 our score with 3:06 remaining in regulation. Dort College led 65-56 at one point and 67-58. A 15-0 run, though, by the Mustangs. Put them in front 73-67. And it's an 81-75 ball game right now with the Dort College Defenders trailing by six. So Morningside uses the timeout. They've got two remaining. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Right side is Gasing. Gasing to Van Langen. Van Langen, an open three from the wing. Missed it, no good. O'Donnell with a tap out. Rebound controlled by Morningside, though. And they're in the driver's seat, up six, that is, with 2:45 remaining. Reach-in foul called on Kyle Lang. Free throws on the way for Brody Egger. Egger with 10 points. A few too many turnovers here in the second half for the defenders. So two free throws on the way for Egger. Egger, an 86% free throw shooter this season, and he is now 5-for-5 tonight. And it is a three-possession game minimum. 82-75, 2:42 remaining. A second free throw on the way. This one is up and good as well. 83-75. Brody Egger makes them both. He's got 8 in the second half, 12 for the game. Ben Gasing, off-balance drive is good. Ben with 13. Dort College trails 83-77. Dort College well below their season average of 90.7 points per game. Still might get close to that before this one's all said and done, but Morningside in the driver's seat, up six with 2:33 left. And there's a timeout on the floor that is charged to Dort College. The defenders with three timeouts remaining. Morningside with two. Morningside also has a foul to give. They have five fouls. They can have one more charged against them before Dort College is in the bonus. Morningside to inbound the basketball. Tristan Cummins to throw it in. Cummins to trigger it. And they get it into Borchers. They work for the trap. It's taken back by Morningside. Morningside up the floor. Emig. Emig over the basketball. Emig. Back over to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers with it. Guarded by Gasing. Down to the baseline. Kick out pass. Egger. Egger three. Good. That might be the dagger. 86-77. Morningside with a 9-point lead. 2:05 remaining. Gasing reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Lang. Lang with the basketball, and Lang is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Alex Borchers. It's number two on him. And that's the foul that Morningside had to give. Dort College will now inbound. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Lang. Lang over the basketball. Kyle has it on the left side. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives in over the right hand. Off-balance shot, no good. Long rebound. Here comes Morningside attacking. Mustangs, they give it up to Emig, and Emig unable to handle the pass. A little too hot to handle. And Dort College gets it back, trailing by nine. 86-77. Morningside has outscored Dort College 48-32 here in the second half. Lang with it. Step back three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Egger. Brody Egger with the basketball. Egger on the left side. Back over to Borchers. Borchers on the right side. And now we've got a travel called on Egger as he tries to put her on the deck. Jesse Jansma will check into the game for the defenders. O'Donnell inbounds to Kyle Lang. Lang with it. Lang to Gaysink. Gaysink left side, Jansma. Jansma to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Jansma. Jansma, Winterfeld. Winterfeld top of the key three. Missed it, no good. Tap out attempt by Jansma. Taken back by Morningside, and there's under a minute to go. Morningside with a basketball out front. Dort College trying to commit a foul, and finally Jansma is charged with a foul. Alex Borchers is going to go to the free throw line, and it's all academic at this point. Morningside will improve to 6-2, barring something completely unforeseen. And they'll go to 14-4. Dort College will fall to 3-5 and 9-11 with 43.9 seconds remaining. Morningside can stretch this out to a 10-point contest. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Alex Borchers. 23 for Borchers this evening. 87-77. Second free throw by Borchers is up and good. So Borchers tonight is 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Morningside stretching it out, 88-77. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Gaysink. It'll be Morningside basketball. Let's see how Dort College elects to play this out. Trailing 88-77 with 39.9 seconds remaining. Full court pressure defense. And Morningside, the inbounder, Tristan Cummins, ran along the baseline in a very rare traveling violation on the inbounds pass. So Dort College throwing it in, Lang. Lang gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Jansma, and Jansma has it swiped. It's taken by Cummins, and Cummins throws it down. He's got 5 points. And the Mustangs running away with this one. Gaysink lay-in. Shot no good. They block it. Dort College crowd wanted a goaltending call. And the Morningside Mustangs will go to the free throw line with Zach Emig shooting two free throws. And Dort College will not get to the bonus here this evening in the second half. Morningside 90. Dort College 77. First free throw by Emig off the mark. Another one on the way for Emig. This one's up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Marcus Winterfeld comes away with a rebound. Gaysink to Jansma. Jansma, three-pointer, missed it, no good. And the rebound corralled by Morningside, and that's going to do it. Morningside's going to win it by a final of 90-77. They'll dribble out the clock. Dort College loses by 13 here this evening as the final buzzer sounds. We'll be back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 90-77 decision tonight to the Morningside Mustangs. Dort College led 45-38 at halftime. Hayrod scored 52-32 in the second half. Dort College led by as many as 11 in the second half at 56-45. They were up by 9, 65-56, and again at 67-58 before Morningside went on a 15-0 run to take the lead for good at 73-67. Dort College would get to within 2 at 73-71, and again 2 at 77-75. They would never get closer than that, though, and lose by the final of 13-90-77. Morningside scores the last 7 points of the game. Dort College, 29 of 63 from the floor, 46%, 9 for 32 on three-pointers, 28.1%, 10 of 11 from the free-throw line for 91%. For Morningside, 31 of 55 from the floor, 56%, 10 for 23 on threes, 43.5%. 18 for 23 on free throws, 78%. Morningside with a 32-29 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort College 20, Morningside 21. Morningside 11 steals, Dort College had 6. The defenders were led tonight by Marcus Wetterfeld's 20 points. 7 of 14 from the floor, 4 for 8 from the three-point line. 14 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 13 for Ben Gasing, 12 for Kyle Lang. Chad Barkham had 5 points. Chandler Brunsting and Kobe Critchley had 4 each. Jesse Jansma had 3. Josh Van Langen had 2. For the Mustangs, 24 for Alex Borchers, 8 for 8 from the floor, 3 for 3 on threes, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 16 points for Zach Emig, 15 for Brody Egger, 10 for Tyler Borchers. 9 points for Pierce Ullmond, 6 for Matthew Hahn, 5 for Tristan Cummins, 1 for Ben Hoskins, 4 for Jeff Woodhelm. Marcus Winterfeld had a game-high 10 rebounds. Chad Barkema ends with 6. Jesse Jansma with 3. For the Mustangs, 6 rebounds for Zach Emig, 5 for Tyler Borchers, 4 for Matthew Hahn, Alex Borchers, and Brody Egger. Alex Borchers with 4 assists, 3 assists each for Zach Emig and Pierce Ullmond. For Dort College, 4 different players had 2 assists each. They were Brunsting, Critchley, O'Donnell, and Jansma. Morningside improves to 14-4 overall, 6-2 in the conference. Dort College slides to 9-11 and 3-5. Other GPAC scores tonight. Men's play, Doan over Hastings, 71-58. Northwestern over Dakota Wesley, 95-86. Briarcliff over Concordia, 78-265. GPAC standings at the moment. Briarcliff 7-1. Northwestern 7-2. Morningside 6-2. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia both 5-4. Hastings and Dort both 3-5. Doan's now a half game in front at 4-5. Midland is 3-6. And Mount Marty is 0-9. Coach Ross Dalma has made it out of the locker room. And we will talk with the coach now. And Coach, a run by Morningside after you had built about a 9-point lead. Morningside started to handle your pressure a little bit better, forced some turnovers. You had some empty possessions, and Morningside took advantage tonight. Let's talk first of all about the first half, though. When you were able to build a 45-38 halftime lead, what did you do well in the first half that got you out to that 7-point advantage?
Well, Mike, we did a good job of applying pressure in that we contained the ball well, and then our wings were able to get out and get some tips and get some deflections. The first 8 minutes of the second half, I think it was a +2 for us. So you mentioned, I think, the 9-point advantage, 65-56, if I remember looking at the scoreboard. And then you're right, we had a lot of empty possessions where we simply turned the ball over way too much. We had 20 turnovers tonight as a team, and the empty possessions, when they were gradually mounting their comeback, we could never halt it by getting a good quality shot. There were times where we simply, just self-destructed on the offensive end a little bit. And the turnovers that we had tonight were ones that were not dead ball, they were live ball, and they were easily converted or converted nonetheless on the other end for Dakota Wesleyan. So there's not all turnovers are not created equal, and the ones we had tonight were they were pretty detrimental for us.
Talk about, was it decision-making? Was it strength? What was it that caused those turnovers in the end for Morningside?
Yeah, a lot of them were travels, careless travels, and some of them were poor entry feeds into the post where he put the ball above her head and telegraphed it and threw it in. So those are things that, you know, we feel like we can control and we can eliminate, and we have not yet. Yeah, that's frustrating. Obviously, our window of error isn't very big against teams like this, experienced teams that are pretty doggone good. And so when we get back on our heels and lose momentum, we've got to be able to right the ship quickly, and for a stretch there, we just simply weren't able to do that.
What are the challenges now that we have the sample size that we have of 20 games? You play the style that you do, and I'm not questioning that, but now that we're 20 games in, what are the challenges that you see of playing this style? What has come to fruition in terms of what's challenging?
Yeah, and the fact that you have to have 8 to 10 guys who play pretty good basketball, it helps if one or two guys step up and play a great game, but we do have to have at least 8 to 9 play a solid game. And I still think our greatest asset is our depth, and that we have that. We don't have a guy right now that we can say, you're going to get us a basket right now. We need it. We don't have momentum. Thank Trevor Walterstorff, Jordan Vogel, Kyle Lindbergh, Ron Austin Kachi. You were able to stem runs with that, with bigger 6'4 to 6'7 kids who can make plays. And I think we have them in our program. I just don't think they've developed yet to the point where they're old enough to do it. I think we've got freshmen in Ben Gasink and Jesse Jansma who in time will be really, really good and be able to do that stuff well. And then you got Kyle Lang being able to knock down a three if somebody overplays. We've got it. We just aren't consistent. And the good thing about these guys is that eventually they're going to get older and they're going to get better. But playing that back to your initial question is a long answer. We have got to have really 8 solid players each game. And we don't have that. Shoot, Mike, we don't get that from one half to the second half right now. And it isn't a lack of effort. It just takes so much mental and emotional focus in a college basketball game to do that. And so I think in a year you're going to see a lot of these mistakes eliminated, and some lucky guy is going to be the recipient of that. But right now it's frustrating as all get out. Because I'll tell you what, we'll come back tomorrow and we will practice really hard. I mean, they're great guys. We had an illustration. We had a new coach move in today, and he was a little bit late, so the moving party wasn't there. Sent a text out 10 minutes later. We've got 6-7 guys that are there helping somebody who coaches another sport. They are good fellas. They are high-character guys. But we don't have the ability yet as these young guys to just be great for long enough periods of time. And so it will come eventually. And I look forward to watching that happen. But Andrew O'Donnell's running out of time. We need this team to do it fast.
I'm going to ask you something you probably don't know the answer to, and pardon my ignorance. Can that be taught? Is that something you just have to experience and grow into? How does that happen, what we've just talked about, in terms of developing into somebody who's able to stem the tide? Can that be taught? Is it in you? How does that happen?
Yeah, I think with teams that are young and are able to do it, at an early age, they just have overwhelming talent. University of Kentucky, right? They can get these young guys, but it is overwhelming talent. We don't have overwhelming talent. We've got good talent, more than adequate talent. And so you just have to have rep after rep after rep. You know, basketball is unlike a lot of sports where you can, in practice, you can manipulate success. In a game, it's really difficult because you lose control of the variables. And so we are seeing more and more variables all the time. How a guy is playing, how an opposing team is defending our players changes from week to week. In high school, you don't always see that. Shoot, you don't see it at all. I mean, there is no scouting report that can be carried out extensively. And so we're constantly always having to reinvent ourselves week after week after week as individual players. And that's overwhelming for somebody that hasn't played 50 college basketball games, unless you're really stinking good. And we've got a few of those youngsters in our conference, and I think we've got a few of them on our team, but it just takes rep after rep after rep. I'll give you one quick example and let you go. Talking with Justin and Coon, who used to play for us, Sioux Falls Sky Force. They run a pick and roll, and they pull a guy from the corner to the wing. That guy has to take 10,000 of those shots alone before they feel confident. That's a lot of reps. That's what it takes. And to see different variables thrown at these guys, it takes reps. Morningside really didn't do anything different the last 12 minutes of the game. They threw a few different wrinkles, but we just didn't adjust well. But they care, and they will be able to get it eventually.
Coach, we will try it again on Saturday with Briarcliff, and it doesn't get any easier, obviously.
Yikes.
Briarcliff, a very good team.
Yep.
But as you said, your team will get 2 days of practice and give it a go again on Saturday.
They will, and they will practice well because that's what they've done all year, and I want for them to have success. I want for them to experience it. But there is an element, there's a standard of excellence that has to occur before you do that. And hopefully we see that soon.
Coach Ross Dama, thanks for coming
up. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that is going to just about do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. Once again, our final scores this evening in women's basketball. Morningside over Dort, 66-59. Men's basketball, the final. Morningside over Dort College, 90-77. We will be back on the air Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, the Dort College Defender women facing the College of St. Mary Flames. That'll be at 2. Men's game will follow at 4 as they face the Briarcliff Chargers, both of those in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.